Actually, our number, including the support staff and everybody, we are 13.
Okay.
Which means we have that gaps of six years.
Yeah.
Now, the unfortunate part, these six should have been really the key, what I will call the technical medical staff,
yeah,
who directly provide services. Because out of the other 13 that I mentioned, we have some majority as support staff, who may not really, they contribute a lot, but may not contribute directly to the patients.
Okay.
So that is the staffing situation.
Okay.
If what should be done, although some of them I may not really be in position of telling exactly what is happening, you may need to know that previously we were under Arua District local government.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year or two, we have transited to Arua City.
Mm-hmm.
And Arua City is taking off. I know in terms of filling these gaps, I believe there will be something done soon.
Mm-hmm.
But therefore now I cannot really, I'm not in position of telling exactly what is cooking on the other side.
Okay.
But also from the Health City office, recently there has been redeployment. One of the purposes is also to try to strengthen some places which were having fewer staff.
Yeah.
So it is, as we are talking now, actually the staff who have been transferred on transfers,
mm-hmm,
I believe by the end of the day, through this a process of also transferring staff from where there are many to other places, maybe that may give us some strength.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, structurally, we'll look at also factors that enhance service delivery, the quality. In terms of facilities, maybe buildings, issues of staff accommodation and all that, what is the state of Rickey Health Center 3?
Thank you. That one is another area of challenge.
Mm.
Well, we have very good OPD, as you are seeing here.
Yeah.
We have a maternity building, which is still okay, although it has some few repair need, but it is okay generally. However, when you come to now, inpatients, we have this old building. Our hope is that with the time, maybe a new building will be put as a ward.
Yeah.
But currently we are using this one here. Then when it comes now to the staffing, that is where now the biggest gaps is. We are actually four being accommodated currently in the facility. Two are in a building where we only compromise because we need these people to stay around. Otherwise,
yes,
there are only two good houses. But the good news is that the city has a plan of putting a semi-detached staff house, which process is soon going to begin. I think by next week,
we'll
present the site,
yeah,
and the process will begin.
Okay.
So maybe that will add. And when you look at 19 staff vis-a-vis these four, it is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what makes it even worse is that within this place, even if somebody would have wished to rent a house within, the houses are not there.
Yeah.
So you get some of the few staff who are here, due to lack of accommodation within even the center, leave alone the health center, are forced now to operate from their homes and from Arua town.
Yeah.
And this is really quite challenging. How we get our medicines and drugs.
Mm.
I think community really need to know this. As a health center 3, there is some limited budget that government allocates every year for buying the essential drugs.
Yeah.
And for Health Center 3, it is 4,800,000, while health center 2 is 1,070,000. Fortunately, Narua City, we don't have many many health center 2s except Oreka Health Center.
Yeah.
So these drugs are supplied after every two. This 4,800,000 is to procure drugs to last for 2 months.
Mm.
So when, and at the beginning of the year, all the in-charges of these facilities come together now to budget within that limited drugs. So you will get, because of the limited amount of money, you will only think of really key essentials,
yeah,
which again may not last really for the two months.
Yeah.
So in most cases, before the 2 months elapses, you'll get some of these drugs are finished.
True.
The only drug that has never run out are the antimalarials, Quartam, like Fansida, because for Quartam, it is basically given free, it is not within that 4 million. Government usually get it through partners and give it free to the people. So, like right now, here in this health center, well, we have the antimalarial, but most of these other drugs, like Panadol, you know, most of members of our community measure treatment by availability of Panadol. You know, they say, I did not get a mere Panadol.
Yes.
You get the Panadol, which is they look at so much as treatment, they tend to run out before the 2 months elapses. But antimalarial are there, and we still encourage people to come